Okay, so we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. World without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today we're on Luisa, the Beatitudes of All Divine Life, Part 1. We are on page 12. Volume 24, 526, 1928. Jesus begins, "See then the divine order, all asking for one thing." So here we have everything is asking for one thing to be done. "Among these who ask there are some who want to do my will and others who do it. All this is braided together, and they knock at the doors of my divine will. They repeat the knocking, and some knock strongly, some slowly. However, there is always someone who knocks and asks that the doors be open, so that my holy divine will may descend and reign upon earth." So here we see Jesus talking about everything asks for one thing. This is the sun, the moon, the stars, the waves, the every animal, vegetable, and mineral. Everything is asking. This is some who want to do my will, others who do my will. Okay, so we look at what God has given to the earth. It's not for everybody. It is for all, but most don't want. And this is what he says, though. He says, "All this is braided together and knocks at the door of my divine will." They repeat the knocking. Some knock strongly, some slowly. "However, there is always someone who knocks and asks that the doors be open." These are the saints. This is the humans that are doing this. Again, all the animals, vegetables, and minerals, everything is in the will of God except for the humans. The humans are the only ones not in the will of God, but it's always been wanted by all of creation. What is it? It says that the doors be opened so that my divine will may descend to reign upon earth. And since everything is established and everything is ordered by the divinity, the divine will awaits the one who must give the strongest knock, the one who, forcing the doors with invincible strength, the very strength of my divine will, shall open wide the doors with her sweet chains of love, and they shall bind the eternal will to make the divine will to come and reign in the midst of creatures. So here, he's showing us about Luisa. She is the one who has done this. She is not the Son of God who has done this. She is not the Mother of God who has done this. She's not Adam who did this and then lost it. She is the newborn. Luisa is the firstborn. And he says very clearly, the divine will awaits Luisa, the one who must give the strongest knocks. Luisa, who will force the doors open with invincible strength, divine strength. This is why Jesus calls her the redemptrix of my fiat. Without you, Luisa, the sanctification of the earth cannot happen. So the world has been waiting for Luisa. And again, this is the thing that's going to be so astonishing. When Luisa is seen, is seen on earth, as Jesus tells us often in the writings, everything's going to change. The world is waiting for Luisa. The angels are waiting for Luisa. The saints are waiting for Luisa. Everything will be put into motion. If you know anything about the angels are... They're sealed. They're bound. Those sealed angels do not have the authority to transform the face of the earth yet. When Luisa shows up, then they will be released. You have to understand this is what Jesus is saying. And since everything is established, everything is ordered by the divinity. The divine will awaits the one who must give the strongest knock. Luisa Picaretta. Luisa, the one who forces the doors open with invincible strength. the very divine strength of my divine will that Louisa possesses. Remember, this whole document is about who Louisa is, that the center of the divine will is found in Louisa Picaretta. What God has planned is found in a human. And it's very, very clear. We all await the one who must give the strongest knock. Louisa, who's going to force the doors open with divine strength. This is what God has given to Louisa. You know, we talked about this before. What the saints have given, what the saints have shown, is doing the will of God. It's not living in the will of God. This is what Louisa possesses. So, again, it says, with her sweet chains of love, it shall bind the eternal will to make the divine will come down on earth and reign in the midst of creatures. She, Louisa, shall be like a bride who bejeweled the groom with her loving chains, and shall carry him as though in triumph in the midst of creatures. See, this is what heaven is about. Jesus talks about the heaven as the wedding feast. Heaven is coming to earth. We have to live this. And just as the Holy Virgin Mary put an end to the night hours of the patriarchs and the prophets, and Mary formed the dawn to make the Son of the Eternal Word, Jesus Christ, rise to come to earth, so shall this one, Louisa Picaretta, form the dawn to make rise the Son of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. And this is for the reason why it's good to review, to watch again and again the dawn of the mystery. Every time you watch this, the dawn of the mystery, you're going to see that she, Louisa, is, as it says right here, is the dawn to make the Son of the Eternal Word rise. Jesus has come. Jesus is going to reign as king. The kingdom is going to be established. Louisa is the one that forms the dawn to make rise the Son of the Fiat Voluntas Tua. This is what's coming. As Our Lady formed the dawn to make God come to earth and rise from the dead, this is, he says, is the seed of the redemption, the seed of the, What is happening here is Louisa is the dawn that's going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And it's not any clearer than this. This is what God has planned. And he hasn't asked everybody to know this. Again, the Lord loves to deal things in secret. He loves hidden things. Again, when you think of Bethlehem, what we have is, I forgot to put the phones away. What we have is, I completely lost my train of thought. What we have is, thanks. Sorry about that. Can you just grab it? I'll bring it over here. I'll just hit the button with it. It's not there. Okay. Never mind. All right. So we'll go to the next one. Volume 24, 5:30, 1928. In fact, my daughter, since it is so great a kingdom that I, God, must give, I want the entire people to ask me for it. Okay, so this is the prayers in the divine will. When you pray your rounds in the divine will, when you pray your prevenient act, it's always in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So Jesus wants to hear everyone pray this prayer. So our job is to pray, and then God hears them praying with our voice. He says, since this is so great a kingdom that I, God, must give. Again, the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. I want an entire people to ask me for this gift. The first people is the whole creation. And by going around in the midst of it, making your round in the midst of the creation, you move to ask for the coming of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. So that's the first thing, is in creation. When you make your rounds, like I said, you're praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. All that exists, everyone and everything, that's creation. Praying, we pray in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything. So creation is the first that's asking for the coming of the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. The second, people are all my works, and those are my celestial mama that were done on earth. Okay, so that's redemption. Everything that Jesus and Mary did. So when you say, I'm going to make my rounds, that's not what God wants. It's to do everything that Jesus has done. Jesus breathed my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. In the name of everyone and everything. Lord, you reign as King. You reign as Lord. The second people are all my works. Those of my celestial mama were done on earth. These people are divine and intermittable peoples. Okay, so when you say Jesus breathed in my breathing, that's the divine act. Jesus is breathing in your breathing. Jesus walk in my walking. That's the divine act. Jesus is now walking in your walking. See, a human can't do a divine act. But what Jesus is saying is the second people, the second part, basically, are the all the works that Jesus and Mary have done. That's in redemption. So we have creation, we have redemption. And then he says, and then there is the people of the lower earth that is formed of those who recite the Our Father, and of the few who, in some way, know my divine will. See, and ask that it comes and reigns upon earth. So you look at the Protestants, the Catholics, who they're the low earth that is formed by those who say the Our Father, not knowing why we're saying the Our Father. Then there's the few in some way know my divine will. Okay, no one fully possesses it but Louisa. Our job is to enter into this gift. Our job is to make this gift our everything. And that means very, very clearly that what we have to do is focus on this gift. Again, there's so many beautiful saints. There's so many beautiful books. There's so many beautiful things. And, you know, like even today, I talked to a number of people who are really into saintly things, good things, and holy things. But the divine will is they have no idea of it. And so they're the ones that recite the Our Father, but they haven't even got a glimpse of the divine will. And that's so you have to understand, Jesus is moving us from the low earth who recite the Our Father, who are Catholic, who are good people, saintly people, holy people, but they have no understanding of the divine will. We have to let go of the saintly, the good, the holy, to enter into the divine. Because the next line is important. And of the few, in some way, know something about the divine will. Okay, and ask that it come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. So when you think about it, what do you know in volume, 28? What do you know of what Jesus said? What are you firmly understand of what Jesus is telling Louisa in volume 28? And if you can't think of anything, this is who Jesus is talking about. There are some, in some way, know my divine will. And in some way, they ask that the divine will come to reign upon earth. We have to make the divine will our everything. We have to really focus on this. As you read it, as you study, as you put this into practice, what God will show you is he'll give you a line or two that he wants you to learn, to memorize. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to do this through all the writings. Through all the writings, he's going to be doing this. He's going to be showing you more and more. So then he says this, and when entire peoples pray to me, having at the head of them Louisa, to whom a mission is so great has been entrusted, what we, triune God, want to give And what we, triune God, are asked for with insistence is conceded more easily. So, getting back to Louisa, the more we understand who Louisa is, the more we go to Louisa, the more we pray with Louisa, then the kingdom will come. Without, if you're doing this without Louisa, it doesn't work. Jesus says it right here. He says, when entire peoples pray to Jesus, having at the head of them Louisa, to whom a mission is so great has been entrusted. Okay, so we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Linked to Louisa. We go to Louisa. We pray to Louisa. We plead with Louisa. Jesus has to see in us, and we said it before, the spiritual DNA of Louisa. How do we love Jesus the way Louisa loved Jesus? Do we talk to Jesus the way Louisa talked to Jesus? Do we go to Louisa continuously? Do we have that love of Jesus where we say, I can't exist without you? You know, that's Louisa. She's not complaining. She's not being negative. She cannot live without Jesus. And that's what Jesus is waiting for. If we are with her, she is the head of us to whom God gave this mission so great, that God wants to give. He says that we, triune God, ask for with insistence, God will concede it more easily to us, to the world. And that's what he says. When I find the souls that want this more than anything, that means to want it the way Louisa wants it. The way Louisa wanted it. I mean, she stayed in bed for 64 years. She didn't eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. She made the divine will her everything. And now that we have the writings, are the writings our everything? Are they everything for us? And that's what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting. He says, when I find this, he says, I will concede this. I will give this to the earth. Does the same not happen in the low world? If a king or a leader or of a country must be elected, there are those who incite the people to cry out, we want such and such as king or such as the leader of our country. If some want war, they make the people cry out, we want the war. There is not one important thing that is not done in a kingdom for which some do not resort to the people to make the people cry out and even tumult, to so as to give themselves a reason to say, it is the people that wants it. And many times while the people say it wants something, it does not know what it wants, nor the good or the sad consequences that shall come. And again, you can see that with elections, you know. I mean, look at Ireland, the poor Ireland. They were convinced to say abortion. The sad consequences that is going to come to Ireland because of that. The people, the first nation on earth that said, we want abortion. A Catholic country. I really pity Ireland. It's not good for them. The sad consequences that are coming are going to be horrible. It's the same thing with the divine will. If we want the divine will, if we call out for the divine will, we do a prevening act in the morning, our actual acts throughout the day, there's going to be great consequences that are going to come. The kingdom's going to be established. If they, listen to this, if they do this in the low world, much more do I, when I, God, must give important things, universal goods, want entire peoples to ask me for them. So these universal goods that are coming, these great blessings that are going to come upon the earth, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus says, I want everyone to cry out for this. So we are the ones that God is depending on. Your family doesn't want to do this. Your neighbors don't want to do this. Your coworkers don't want to do this. Your parishioners don't want to do this. You have to do it for them. The bishops don't want to do this. You have to do it for them. And this is our job, to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Everything creation, everything redemption. Why? So that the kingdom can be established on earth as in heaven, linked to Louisa Picaretta. We have to be linked to her, Jesus says. If we are not linked to her, it's not going to come. It's going to be very difficult to come. So what God is asking of us is to know Louisa, to go to Louisa, to plead with Louisa, to pray to Louisa, to begin to have the spiritual DNA of Louisa, which is the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. She's the only one that possesses it. When this happens, God says great things are coming. He says, and you, Louisa, must form these peoples. So who is forming us? Is it Jesus? Is it Mary? Jesus says it's Louisa, a human born of original sin. Again, we love Jesus, we love Mary, but who has the true life of Jesus? It's Louisa Picaretta. Who has the true life of Mary? It's Louisa Picaretta. And we have to begin to understand what Jesus says in volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Louisa is necessary for the divine will to reign. Louisa is the one who the Holy Spirit has given all his divine secrets and divine treasures to. And you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to go to a human. Think about that. Okay, how many humans go to St. Francis because they want to be Franciscan? This is way light years beyond being Franciscan. Or Dominican. How many go to St. Dominic? Or Benedict? How many go to St. Benedict to be Benedictine? Or their founder or foundress? I want to dress like them. I want to think like them. I want to act like them. I want to pray like them. What we're supposed to be doing, Jesus says, is we're supposed to be so close to Louisa that we think the way Louisa thinks. We pray the way Louisa prays. This is what God is waiting for. We love the way Louisa loves. This is what God's waiting for. You, Louisa, you must form these peoples. So again, who is the one that's doing this for us? Is it Jesus? No. Is it Mary? No. It's Louisa. But we don't go to Louisa just because of Louisa. We go to Louisa because Louisa has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. It's not for Louisa. But Jesus says, you're the one that has to do this. First, he says, by making all the knowledges about my divine fiat known. Every page is filled with divine secrets, divine treasures, divine promises of God. Every page in the book of heaven. Jesus says, you put all these knowledges down in the book of heaven, and the people will learn this. Second, by going around everywhere. Okay, who is doing this? Louisa, moving heaven and earth, asking for the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. Louisa's doing this. This is her job. She will come to you to talk to you, to lead you, to guide you. Okay, so one of the things we have is the medal of Louisa, the relic of Louisa. Venerate the relics of Louisa and ask her to be with you. Ask her to teach you. Ask her to lead you. Ask her to guide you. Because this is what Jesus says. She's the one who must do this. Again, if you're reading the writings, and I've heard this from numerous people, and, Louisa did what she did, now I'm going to do what I have to do. It's like, you have no understanding of what the divine will is. It's her gift. It's Louisa Picaretta's gift. And Jesus is asking you to go to Louisa. Jesus is asking Louisa to come to us. Again, you, Louisa, must make all the knowledges of my divine will known. She gives us the book of heaven. And then, now you go everywhere, especially where you're invited. You know, how often have we invited Louisa to be with us? How often have we asked Louisa to teach us the way she learned from Jesus and Mary? Again, Jesus is trying to get across to us the importance of Louisa, the necessity of Louisa. And he says, if you do this, like he said right up there, he says, I will concede it more easily. If I can find Louisa, if I can see Louisa in you, if I can hear Louisa in you. So we don't make up our own prayers. We want to pray the way Louisa prayed. That's why the Echo Book is so powerful. It's Louisa that's praying. It's Jesus and Mary who have taught Louisa. I'm not putting my own prayers in there because I want to echo Jesus. I want to echo Mary, which Louisa does. And so God is waiting for this. So where is Louisa in your life? Where are the pictures of Louisa? You know, in your car, in your office, in your home? Where is Louisa? I mean, if you have a picture of Jesus and Mary, you should also have a picture of Louisa. That's what Jesus tells us in Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. The reflection of the Trinity on earth is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. I mean, God's making it very easy. Very, very easy for us. He's telling us very clearly, under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary, under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit, this is what Jesus says, is Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa who are reading and studying and putting this divine will into practice. I mean, those are Jesus' words. That's what Jesus is saying. Either we believe this or we don't. So, again, where is Louisa? Do you call on Louisa throughout the day? Do you say, Louisa, go to Jesus, go to Mary, help me understand this? Do you understand what Jesus is saying here? It's very, very important for the divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven. And it only can happen if we are linked to Louisa. Volume 24, 7/29/1928. My daughter, I, God, bless you. Louisa is going to be blessed. It's going to be blessed Louisa. This is what God has planned. We see this in Volume 13, November 8th. I bless you, Louisa, from the heart in your soul and body. I bless you from the heart in your soul and body, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And may my blessing be the confirmation of our divine likeness in you. So I bless you, Jesus, from the Sacred Heart. I bless you in your body and in your soul. And he says, may the blessing of God Almighty be the confirmation of God's, the triune God's likeness in you, Louisa. We see this in Volume 1, where Louisa received the mystical marriage, where God put his throne, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, made their throne in Louisa's heart. So, again, it's for our understanding. My divine blessing is the confirmation of God's likeness in you, Louisa. Image and now likeness. Again, through holy baptism, we are in God's image. Now, with this book of heaven, we now can be in God's likeness. Who is the first human born of original sin, who's now in God's likeness, is Louisa Picaretta. That's why the Vatican came out with the book, The Son, S-U-N, of My Divine Will, is Louisa Picaretta. God's blessing is the confirmation of God's likeness in Louisa. Now, we want to have that likeness as well. That's how God created Adam, image and likeness, and Adam lost it. And now through Louisa, God, through her baptism, she was in God's image. And now with this great gift of the divine will, Louisa is in God's likeness. And that's what God wants to give to us. It's very clear that we understand who the first one. It's not St. Thomas Aquinas. It's not St. Francis of Assisi. It's not St. Clare. It's none of the saints have the likeness of God. They were doing the will of God in God in the image of God. The only one, the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will is Louisa Picaretta. We have to understand this. This is why this is hidden. God wants, nobody's going to believe it. They have a tough time having Mary, the mother of God, Theotokos. They have a tough time saying the Blessed Mother is the co-redemptrix of Christ, with Christ. Co-redeeming with Christ. Jesus is the Redeemer. Our Lady was with the Redeemer, co with the Redeemer. And now Jesus is saying, I want to show you the redemptrix of my fiat, Luisa Picaretta. This is why when we were with the Cardinals, it was in 2015, they said they want the writings of Luisa to be published. They want this out. And this is going to change the face of the earth. My blessings, my divine blessings, Jesus says, confirms in you, Luisa Picaretta, what the divinity did in the creation of Adam. That is, Adam was in our image and our divine likeness. Think about that. The saints didn't have this. And yet now is the time God wants this to happen for all of mankind. And he's asking us, would you be willing to be the first with Luisa? Would you be willing to give your fiat to accept what I want all mankind to have? And so therefore, if we say yes, then he says, okay, prove it to me. How much do you know about the book of heaven? What are the truths that you are living? What is your focus? Is it saintly? Is it good? Is it holy? Or is it divine? That's what God's asking. He really wants us to make a stand and then stand by it. This is what he's waiting for. Jesus says in volume 24, 9-1928. After this, I continued my acts in the redemption. Okay, her acts and her rounds in redemption, like we talked about earlier, the second part, the second people. And pausing when my charming baby was in Egypt, and my celestial mama, while rocking him in his poor cradle, was occupied in preparing the garment for the little baby, placing myself near my queen mama, I made my little I love you flow in the thread that was used for the little garment of Jesus. And I rocked the cradle to make my celestial baby sleep, making my lullabies of love for him and asking him for the divine fiat. This is going to give you a hint of how well you are linked to Luisa. In your acts of redemption, have you been with Jesus in Egypt? In your acts, your rounds, have you been with the celestial mama, rocking Jesus in his poor cradle? I mean, this is really important to understand. God wants you there. If Luisa was there, God wants you there. And again, we know what Jesus says. The main thing that he gives in the divine will is bilocation. And it's not the bilocation of the saints. Jesus takes us where he wants to take us. But see, we have to allow Jesus to do this. Have you been in Egypt? Were you occupied in preparing the garment for the little baby Jesus, placing near Jesus, the Queen Mother, and your I love yous flowing in the thread? I mean, think of this. This is divine. The I love yous were flowing in the thread that we use for the little garment of Jesus, and she rocked the cradle to make my celestial baby sleep, making your lullabies, Luisa's lullabies, for love of him, asking him for the divine fiat. This will show whether or not you understand what Jesus is doing, what Jesus wants. Again, it's very, very clear what he's asking of you. Are you going, are you leaving your home and going to be with Jesus? Again, that's what the divine will is. It's not contemplative prayer. It's not vocal prayer. It's not a mental prayer. It's to be with Jesus. It's to leave time and space to be with Jesus. This is what he's... This will show you whether or not you are with Jesus. And again, it's you don't force yourself to do it. You just place yourself in God's hands and say, if you want me in Egypt to be with you, baby Jesus, let it be done. Blessed Mother, you want me to be with you in Egypt? Let it be done. See, this is not pious thoughts. It's a reality that occurs. So let's look at your prayer life. Have you been to Golgotha? Have you been to Cana? Have you been to Capernaum? Really? In your prayer, in your rounds, when you're praying the Holy Rosary, are you going there? Are you in the Praetorium? See, Jesus, there's no time or space with the divine will. And again, it's going to show you how close you are to Louisa or how far you are from Louisa. Again, if your prayer life is just like that of the saints, then you're doing the will of God. If your prayer life is like that of Louisa, then you are with her without time or without space, with Jesus, with Mary. Again, are you asking him for the divine fiat? I mean, that one prayer, I want to unite myself with you, Jesus, in your own divinity. Have you entered into that? I want to worship you, Jesus, as you worship the Father, as you worship the Holy Spirit, with your divine worshiping, with your divine praise, with your divine love. See, it's not doing the will of God, but entering into the will of God the way Jesus lived. This is what God is asking. So again, when you're praying the rosary, are you there? I mean, you know that song, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" Are you there at Calvary when you're praying the sorrowful mysteries? And while it seemed he was closing his eyes to sleep, to my surprise, I saw him rise his little head and looking at her divine mama and myself. Listen to this. This is important. He said in a most tender tone, "My two mamas, my mama and the little daughter of my divine will." Do we say the same thing as Jesus? If Jesus sees his mother, the Blessed Mother, do we see Mary as our Blessed Mother? Do we see Louisa as our little mother and for the little children, the Holy Divine Will? Again, it's what is found in the Book of Heaven, we have to begin to live. These aren't just words. The Word of God has dictated these words to Louisa, and he wants to see a response divinely, not humanly. It's most important that if the divine will is everything for you, that you begin to live it. That's what God is waiting for. That's what God is waiting for. My divine will unites them together for me. My divine will makes them both be my mama. That's the same thing for us. We have three mothers. Our human mother, our mother Mary, queen of heaven and earth, and now little mama Louisa. This is what God is waiting for. My divine will unites them together for me. Is Louisa really our little mama in the Holy Divine Will? Do we call on her? Do we go to her? Do we ask her to teach us? Do we ask her to take care of us? Again, this is what Jesus is saying, and he's waiting for us to respond in a similar way, the same way. I mean, just think about this. It's not to do the will of God anymore, but to live in the will of God as Jesus has taught Louisa. Louisa's the only one who lived in the divine. There's four people that lived in the divine will. Adam, who lost it, Jesus and Mary, Jesus, the Son of God, Mary, the Mother of God, and Louisa. But he says, Luisa, you will never lose this gift, and your children will never lose this gift. Why? Because you have Jesus as your Adam. You have Mary as your new Eve. She can't lose it. She says, if I give this back to Adam, he'll lose it again. Can you imagine? He would lose it again. But we can't lose this because Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Adam. And we have now a third mother, Luisa Picaretta. And Jesus says, do not sever the umbilical cord from Luisa. You want this gift? Be one with Luisa. Fuse with Luisa. Don't ever separate yourself from her. And that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. Volume 24, 9, 8, 28. When my divine will becomes known. Okay, who is going to know it? It's us. It's not your family. It's not your friends. It's not your neighbors. It's not your parishioners. It's not your co-workers. When my divine will becomes known, to whom? To us. And its kingdom is accomplished in what? In us. How? By being linked to Luisa. All the words that you have written to Luisa, all the night vigils, your incessant prayers, your rounds upon rounds of the work of creation and redemption, your long years of being in bed, your pains and your sacrifices shall then shine like rays of the sun, like diamonds and precious stones of infinite value, that little by little, those who shall have the great good of reading the book of heaven and knowing my divine will and of living in its kingdom, they shall recognize this. Does your family know of Luisa? No. Who has to know this? We have to know this. We do this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That's what God is waiting for. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. We're the ones that are supposed to do this. We're supposed to know Luisa. Go to Luisa. Plead with Luisa. Pray with Luisa. Learn how to live this gift by doing everything that Luisa has done. If Luisa is in Egypt, then we have to pray to go to Egypt. If Luisa is in Bethlehem, then we go to Bethlehem. I mean, this is what God is asking. Okay, we have the Christmas novena right now, and Luisa's blessing for doing the Christmas novena for 9 straight months was to hold the baby Jesus. Do you want to hold the baby Jesus? Right now, you know, if you have a baby Jesus, a small baby Jesus, you can hold the baby Jesus. Jesus said, I will accept it as if you're actually holding me, actually kissing me, he says. You kiss the cross, he will accept that. But that's how we begin. We begin with what we have. And we pray that we have the grace to one day hold the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Again, there's no time or space. It's Jesus has said this to Luisa, and he's now saying it to us. Again, it's very, very, very important that we begin to live this. They shall recognize. They will have the great good of knowing my divine will. Wow! By reading, by studying, by putting into practice. Even more, they shall know that the foundations be jeweled, the factories raised, and are cemented with many sacrifices of the one, Luisa, to whom the mission was making known the kingdom of divine will was entrusted. Who is this gift entrusted to? Luisa Picaretta. Who has the mission? Luisa Picaretta. Where is Luisa in your life? Where is Luisa? Again, she is the one that has this gift. We will know the foundations. We will know that are bejeweled, the factories that are raised, that are cemented with the many sacrifices of Luisa. This gift is given to us because of Luisa Picaretta. This gift is ours because of Luisa Picaretta. So Jesus is asking us, he's really asking us, pleading with us, to get to know who, get to know this little newborn, to get to know Louisa. Again, how magnificent is this, that our God has done this at this time for us, predestined us to live at this time, to know Louisa. One with Louisa. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.